Discuss the yen, the sugya, vidya, mitzvah. And we learned our sugya in Bava Kama that he did mitzvah at shlish. Then the Gemara says that he did mitzvah at shlish. There were two mesarvahs. There's a mesarvah of Bavel and the mesarvah of Yisrael. Mesarvah of the Ma'arav is what Zera was saying. So the mesarvah in Bavel was that one should only spend a third on the mitzvah, on heder mitzvah. And the Mesara of Bavel raised the question exactly what is a third. So the Mesara of Bavel and the Mesara of Eretz Yisrael agree that one is mechuyev to spend a third in heder mitzvah. We pointed out that the Chavetz Chaim explains that mechuyev is not the same chiyev as a regular mitzvah, but and if a person would be very pressed for funds, Chavetz Chaim thought that heder mitzvah is more flexible, so to speak. But both the Mesarvah Eretz Yisrael and the Mesarvah Bavel held that the idea of Ad Shlish was very much in sync with the din of Ad Chaymesh and Mitzvah Saseh, which we explained yesterday. The Rashba in Bava Kama quotes the Ravid that that's a din of Sheva Al Taisa, that a person should not become impoverished through mitzvahs and have to be matal asvay al tzibur. Good. The question is, what about beyond the third? So whereas the Mesarvah in Bavel held that going beyond the third is certainly, I would say, Lanias Daiti, based on the way the Rishba says, should be governed the same way as going beyond the fifth when it comes to Gavi Mitzvah. When it comes to Tzedakah, so the Rishayim say that for an Osher Muflog, for a Shas Tzara, Somach L'Misasai, one can be Mekel and go beyond the fifth. Perhaps, Rishayim would say a similar idea for Mitzvahs. Perhaps, if an Osher Muflog wants to spend a lot in his Esrig, no. So he's probably spending a lot in his car and a lot in his house. Why should he spend a lot in his Esrig? So it could be that the Rishonim would say that. Maybe that Tzei should spend the money in something else. But on this Nakuda, that's where the Mesorah of Bavel and the Mesorah of Yisrael seem to part ways. What's the halacha of beyond the shlish? So that's when the Mesarvah Eretz Yisrael, the Mesarvah Ma'arava said, beyond the shlish miHaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, Rashi explains, means that beyond the shlish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a schar in Olam Hazeh. Ad shlish is like any other mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a schar in the Olam Emes. And in Olam Hazeh we don't get schar, we get the wherewithal to do mitzvahs. But more than a shlish, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us schar and oilam hazeh. Vaisachos is not the same thing as being a mitzvah. Schar and oilam hazeh is not as exciting as schar and oilam hazeh, but it's still something of value. And according to Rabbeinu Hananel, second pshat is that the first third is megiya kapov, and the beyond the third is only mimoshe zimin Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Rabbi Nachanano brings the sugya back to Chanukah. Until now, we're talking about Hidur Mitzvah B'chol Terah Kula. It says Rabbi Nachanano, and this is similar to the din of Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin L'gavei Chanukah. It says the Brisker Rav, you see from the Rabbi Nachanano, contrary to the Muskel Rishon, that Ner Chanukah is different than all other mitzvahs, and that the heder mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is more demanding than heder mitzvah of all other mitzvahs, contrary to the famous Mahalach of the Beis Halevi's grandfather, that discussed heder mitzvah in Ner Chanukah is different. Says the Brisker Rav, Rabbeinu Chananel says clearly, heder mitzvah is the same. Hezra Advarim, we could explain in several ways. Rabbi could explain that Hananel is saying that when a person decides to light the Nair on the second night of Hanukkah and do a Hidur Mitzvah instead of just doing Nair Yishuvesai, so it should not be more than a Shlish. And if he decides to light a candle, L'chol B'nei Beisai, like Mahadrin, then he should take the wicks and make them thinner, buy the cheaper wicks, and still within a Shlish. And if he's going to be lighting L'chol Yom V'yayim, so he should use candles, and probably that might be within the Shlish of having one large pach of shemen every single night. Could be. And if he decides he's going to light for more than a half hour, if that's called either mitzvah, so then, once again, he would not spend more than a shlish. So it could be that that's the hezver, that's what how we would explain Ner Chanukah, that when the Gemara says HaMahadrin, when Chazal said that Yishuv Mahadrin, they were saying this is the din of either. They were saying Ner Yishuv Beisai is the mitzvah. They were saying you want to light the Chol B'nei Beisai, so maybe within a third. Right? Or the other approach would be that what I think the Brisker Rav is saying is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah was following the Mesorah of Ma'arava. But the Mesorah of Ma'arava was, of course, you have Rishus to do more than a third. Of course, your Ner Mitzvah Chanukah is going to be Mahadrin, is more than a third. And certainly, if you have a Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, it's more than a third. Could be by definition. It's a Mukhrach. So how do you have Chazal saying the mitzvah of Chanukah is Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin? So that would be, either according to Rashi, Chazal is saying, don't worry, because Baruch Hu will give you a schar. Chazal was saying, in this case, it's still a Rishus, you're not Mechuyiv, still a Hidur Mitzvah. You're only Mechuyiv to spend a Shlish, but a Rishus Nitna. Right? In other words, whereas the Mesorah and Bavel would say that Ner Chanukah, the way the Beis Halevi says, either you have to kvetch and say that Ner Chanukah means it's within a third, which could be. Or the Beis Halevi says, no, Chazal were saying, Hidur Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is different from the Hidur Mitzvah. It's a Hidur Mitzvah, it's up to you, it's Rishus, not Mechuyev. You wouldn't spend the chaymish on it. But whereas the B'nai Bavel would say, don't spend more than a third, comes the Chanukah, Chazal was saying, Arishus Nusuna. And the minute Yisrael became to spend more, it is different than every other demons. Says the Brisker Rav, no. That Chazal were following the Mesorah of Neymar Rav. So, the point of the Brisker Rav is to say, L'chayra, now Ad Kan Divrei Arav. How do you finish off exactly? What was the Brisker Rav saying precisely? Was he saying that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, in the time of Vayusheni, when they established the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah in Eretz Yisrael, they, before Rav Zeira, right? So they had already had a Mesorah that said either mitzvah is more than a shlish. What exactly is the Brisker Rav saying that the Mahadrin was established later and they were following the Mesorah of Nehra Rava? Precisely what's the, how do you nail this down according to Brisker Rav? The point of the Brisker Rav is to say it's the Hidur Mitzvah called Teru Kula. The point of the Brisker Rav is to say that it's not an outlier the way the Beis Halevi says. That's the point of the Brisker Rav. Question is, so how do you finish off? Do you say that the Brisker Rav was saying that Taka Hidur Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah would be a Machlekes Bavli in Marava? Would depend on the Mesorah. Exactly what's the L'chayra, the simplest way would be to say that this was part of the Mesorah of Eretz Yisrael, Mesorah of Ma'arava. The Chachamim whenever they established the Mahadran, needn't have been, may not have been the time of the Ivanim, because much later, we have, it's kind of a Braisa, it says, from the time of the Tanoim, that it was recorded. So we don't know exactly when the Hidur Mitzvah was established. Maybe archaeologically, you can find old Minerva's, maybe you can figure this out. But without that kind of evidence, so maybe the Tanoim, the Chacham, the Mishnah, had the Meserv and the Ma'arav already. And that's how, and Rabbi Zera was recording the Meserv, the Bnei Ma'arav. And in this particular mitzvah, Chazal, very well aware there's a different Meser and Bavel, said this mitzvah following Meser's B'nai Ma'arava. Is that what the Brisker Rav is saying? It's a little bit difficult because we paskin like the B'nai Ma'arava and Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Esri and Lulav and any of the mitzvah. So why would we Davka and Chanukah paskin like the B'nai Ma'arava? It could be. Very, very possible. Could be it was, after all, established in Eretz Yisrael. Could be. I don't know. So the point of Brisker Rav is to say that the Hidur Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is in sync with Hidur Mitzvah of Chol HaTorah Kulo. That's what he wants to accomplish. And he certainly does accomplish that because that's the Lashon of Rav Hanano. Right? One nekuda is exactly how do you formulate the Chazal when they made this takana? How do you make that connection between the Meserv Bnei Rav as opposed to Meserv Bava? The context of the Brisker Rav is a much larger issue. I shouldn't say that. Is a more obvious issue when it comes to Ner Chanukah, right? And probably the best place to see that, the Rambam writes, "Kama Neirois Hu Madlik B'Chanukah." Benji, sounds good enough. Big enough. Beryl, we're good. Kama Neirois Hu Madlik B'Chanukah. Shiyya kol bayis u'bayis madlik ner echad. The basic mitzvah is one candle per home. Bein shehoyu anshe yabayis mirubin, bein shelehoyu bay ela odam echad. Irrespective of how many Jews live in that home. V'amehader es ha-mitzvah madlik neroiz kiminyan anshe yabayis ner lekol echad ve'echad. Bein anoshim bein noshim. And the next level of heater is to have a candle per person. So you look at the neighbors, and every single night will be the same. Just a question of how many people are in the home. Mitzvah Mufchar is that you light one candle per person. You light one candle per night per person. Correct? Ketzad? Take a look at a math problem, right? Anshe Abayis Asara. Alright, let's say there are 10 people in the house. So Belaila Risha and Mal, this is math problems in a very from situation. Very sorry from Yeshiva. Alright? So madlik or v'layla rishon madlik asara neiros below sheni esrim uvelel shlishi shloishim achanim se madlik velel shmini shvaynim neiros minuk poshut mechol areinu. The Rambam says, however, the widespread minuk mechol areinu besvarad in Spain shiu kol anshe yavayis madlikin nerachon v'layla rishon u'moysivin o'hilchin ner v'chol ha'layla achenim sa madlik v'lo shmini shmoyin ha'nerayis v'ein shoyu avayis mirubim v'ein shoyu odom echad. Minig pashut in Sfarad is to have one menor per home, and you go from, and you, but you still count the days. Alright? And that is the minhag pashut in amongst most of the Sfaradim al hayom hazeh. The minhag of the Ashkenaz and the Ramah is similar to the Rambam's mitzvah min ha-muchar. Right? And in what way is the Rambam's mitzvah min ha-muchar different than the Ramah? Why is it different? No. Well. No?
So the Ramerson, that's
was that?
Ramerson's like the Gemara, like the Tosfos, that says just one Mitzvah Mukhar is every single person's life, just one candle.
No, Mitzvah Mukhar is Madlik Nela Kol Echad Echad Malala Vishen and Mitzvah Mukhar Ner Echad Vi Echad. But you're still lighting per person Madlik Nela Kol Echad Echad Malala Vishen. And then you're Moshe V'Hailech, two for every person the second night, three for every person the third night. So how's that different from our practice, than the Ramah's practice?
Ramah is that each person
waits,
this one just
about by itself. Right. The Ramah says, so Madlik, not Madlikin. Mitzvasa, Madlik, Ner, Bein Shoyu, Anshay, Vais, and Reuben, HaMahader, Madlik, Nerois, and Madlik Nela Kolechon V'Echon. Madlik Asar and Eris. According to Rambam, it's always the one person is lighting all of the Eris. All right, and again, this is very amongst the Svaridim to this day, the father lights. But when Yosef in his Shuvah said about what a young man does when he's in yeshiva, not a shayla. Then they talk about it. It's the only question of Ashkenazi. First five is another question. Have a home. Have a father, Baruch Hashem. Done. Right? Mitzvah gets taken care of. So the question that the Brisker Rav raised is, what is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Ramah and the Rambam? The Gemara itself, Shabbos Chof Aleph, Gemara Shabbos Chaf Aleph, L'chari can be read either way. Mitzvah Rabbanon, Mitzvah Chanukah Nevi Shubesai. Hamahadrin, Nelukal Echem Yechon. Hamadrin, Nahadrin, Mesil Beshamai. So the Brisker Rav says, how did it come out that the Ramah learned Pshat that it means that the Mahadrin and Mahadrin means that the Mahadrin is Nelukal Echon means all of a sudden that each one does their own mitzvah? And the Rambam says, which for us is intuitive. But when you think about it, the Rambam is much more intuitive, much more partial than the Ramah. Number one, the language doesn't switch. Mitzvahs, Chanukah, Ner, Ishu, Beisai. V'amahadrin, Ner, L'kol Echad V'Echad. Furthermore, according to Rambam, it doesn't switch from a mitzvah's abayas to a mitzvah shebagufa. And according to Rambam, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Brachos that Ner Chanukah is like mezuzah. That it's a mitzvah kiyumis that is mutal al abayis. We wouldn't say that each one of us is mechuyev to put a mezuzah. each one of us is mechuyev to make sure that there is a mezuzah on the house. Chavis Ador, right? We don't say that each one of us is mechuyev to make to put on lights in the same place on Shabbos. Each one of us is responsible to make sure that there are lights on in the place that we'll be staying on Shabbos. So the Rambam groups their Hanukkah in that context. So Rambam, the Rambam's approach is that mehechetesa, that the Hidur mitzvah should be a radical change in the mitzvah. The way that we perform the mitzvah, the Rambam's approach, l'chayra. It's very hard to say what I'm going to say now. But at first glance, it means that chazal v'kibeya mitzvah. The Hidur mitzvah is every resident should put on their own mezuzah. Every resident should light their own menorah. So, Mehechet Teisa, that the Hidur mitzvah should be radically different than the mitzvah itself. And again, you can say it, because it didn't Rabbanan, they can do it. They can give us Beirim for it. But it's surprising. Usually, Hidur mitzvah is an enhancement of the mitzvah, not a major change in one of the definitive aspects of a mitzvah. So, whether a mitzvah is a mitzvah Sheva Gufoi, or a mitzvah Sheva Bai, is usually a definitive aspect. So it's very hard to understand what the Ramah, what the Bali Tesis are saying. Again, you can explain it, or you can explain that Chazal, it's still a mitzvah Sheva Bayis, but the mitzvah Sheva Bayis is done by more parties. And just to give you an insight of why this is a troubling issue. If am I mechuyev on Chanukah? Am I mechuyev any day of the year to make sure I have a home in which I put a mezuzah? I decide to live a life of always living in a rental from a goy. If I decide to live a life of I'm going to go from a bayis aroy to a bayis aroy, I'm always going to go in these places that have signs on them to be demolished for the next 28 days, right? So I never have a bayis. I love sukkah. I end up going from sukkah to sukkah to sukkah, right? The guy lives in his car. Is he mechuyev to say, I live in a car? I can't do the mitzvah mezuzah. I have to rent an apartment. So Ram says, no, you're not mechuyev to be mechayev yourself in mezuzah. Because it's not a mitzvah Sheva Gufa. I'm mechuyev to make sure I have tefillin. It's a mitzvah Sheva Gufa. Right? So, Ner Chanukah. Am I mechuyev to make sure? This comes up, this shiloh comes up all the time. Person's traveling in Chanukah. Is he mechuyev to schedule his flights so that he has a bias in which to light the menorah? So usually we handle it by having somebody light in their home if the mamash are flying from plug till the next morning. Because the ikur mitzvah is on their home. So usually we can orchestrate it, shliach and so on, we don't get involved in the issue. But let's say, lu yitzur, a person said, my entire family is traveling, I don't trust anybody, I won't leave a light in my home if not there, b'chulei. So the shayla is, so you have to arrange your schedule your flight so you have a place to stay, and if you can be, you're a chayiv, or do you say no? No house, you're not chayiv. Right? You can be homeless, rachmana litzlan, because you don't have a home. You can be homeless because you're Baruch Hashem. You can afford to fly over the world, so if you're homeless for a few nights. So the pashto says that you're not mechuyiv. You're not to be machayiv yourself. There is a true mitzvah Eliezer. Those of Aldenburg, it's not possible to say such a thing. That a Jew should not be mechuyev in their Chanukah and one of the nights of Chanukah. And he quotes one of the Ashkenazi Kadmoinim that says, that spells out, if a person's homeless, he has to light a candle. Maybe as he's living in the street, he lights in the street. So mechuyev, it's a sheet amongst the Chachmei Ashkenaz. It's a Rishon. It's a Chiddush. Shiloh comes up in the Svarim, people on trains. They used to have sleeper trains. So is a person light on us on a sleeper train? But it's all the same Nakuda. So to say that the Iker mitzvah is a mitzvah Shema Bayis, Mikore shel davar, your mitzvah is, if you have, now there's a heder mitzvah, that it becomes shebegufa. Now we change the whole mitzvah. The heder mitzvah is that if you're flying, you have to orchestrate your schedule so that you'll have a bite. That's very hard to say. And that's the heder mitzvah. The heder mitzvah, to change the basic structure of the mitzvah, is very hard. L'chayre, even according to the Ramah, you have to say, it's still a mitzvah l'bayis. But the mitzvah l'bayis is that every individual should light their own menorah. All right, questions? Yeah.
It's just interesting that it's not just heder mitzvah, it's also mitzvah l'mukor. Is that changing anything?
I don't know. It's okay. You have to...
Yeah, that would allow for changing the mitzvah.
And the Rambam does not do that. The Rambam keeps the mitzvah the same.
It starts as a bias and changes
the people. Not in the Rambam. No, the Rambam is the Baal of bias, like all of them.
What about the fact that Nashim
like the recounting? No, according to the Rambam, it's the Baal of bias likes. He likes for the Nashim.
They're counted in the Minyan.
They're counted as one of the, we light a candle for them, but it's still the Baal of bias and everything. So going to Rambam, that your first Torah about that the mitzvah of Mokho should mean something, L'chari, the Rambam is so careful in his Lashon, L'chari, there is something else happening. That's correct. The second Torah is not what the Rambam is saying, because the Rambam is saying that it'll always be a mitzvah of bias.
So then why are Nashim?
Why... because all the members of the household, the person in this and having just like the person in this and having more men, having riboy or so there's a person in this for men also. Especially Gabriel Chanukah, she'af hein hayu
eis
anais.
Was
that? Yeah, for sure. Daniel.
Couldn't you say that Pursuing Nisan has what to do with the shift and function? By mezuzah, it's just making sure that your bias has mezuzah. But now that you have less people in your house, maybe you're going to have less Pursuing Nisan, it could be that Pursuing Nisan gives you a reason to want to travel with the Khan.
So the... that's what I meant, that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and in a mitzvah d'rabbanan l'chara, anything's possible. And you could, and if you say that, then you could explain it in the way that you're explaining it. But it's still difficult to understand. I don't have another model where the heder is a drastic change. I can't say it's mukhrach. Just surprising it should be like that.
So according to the Ramah, what's the basic mitzvah for an Ashkenazi who isn't living at home would be to like their
That's the point I'm making. And that's difficult to understand. That should be. And Lania's diet, I don't think that we can really say that. I think one has to say that it remains that mitzvah lagais alabais is performed in a certain way. I think it's easier to say there's greater pirsum anes if more people are active in the mitzvah, but it still is a mitzvah levayis. Good. So now the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says, "Hey Yois, we see there's a that the Rambam, he calls it the Rambam and the Ramah. L'char is the Rambam and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. They look at the mitzvah. There's a very significant difference between the Rambam and the Chachmei Ashkenaz. And you look at the Gemara itself, it can go either way. So what is the basis for the Rambam looking at this Gemara and saying it's always the same Madlik, which L'chaira, again, is an easier read. It's just intuitively it sounds strange that one man should be lighting 8 in Eres because he has 10 kids, right? And intuitively, it's easier for us to think, well, once we came up with this gift item called the menorah, so this Chanukiah, so maybe has your own Chanukiah. No. What's the nakuda that parted the Rambam and the Chachmei Ashkenaz in understanding this Gemara. So the Brisker Rav says that you find a surprising machlekes between the Rambam and the Chachmei Ashkenaz when it comes to Bris Milah. The mitzvah of Bris Milah is one of the places, there are not that many places, where Chazal established the Hider mitzvah. In most places, Chazal said, Hisnoi lefonai ben mitzvahs. Hisnoi lefonai ben mitzvahs. Asei lefonai sukenoi. So, the Chazal did say a four-walled sukkah is more no'eh than a three-walled sukkah, even though it's kosher. And a three-walled sukkah is more no'eh than two walls and a tefach, even though it's kosher. But on the other hand, they did not limit no'eh to halachic definitions. It's up to you. You like posters, you like tapestry, you like hanging things, you like vinyl, you like wood. Sukkah no'eh. Lulav no'eh. Certain things we define by Chazal. Tzitzis Noah, certain things we define by Chazal. But in another Braisa, Chazal say Talis Noah. Talis Noah is not defined by Chazal. It's defined by you. So there are mitzvahs, there are Hidur mitzvah where Chazal leave it up to us, and there are Hiduri mitzvah where Chazal tells us exactly what the Hidur is. So Ner Chanuk is one of those, where Chazal tell us what the Hidur is, right? The guy who likes sparse things, I think it's prettier to have only one candle per night. I think it's nicer only to have one candle per day per night. So Chazal say it doesn't matter. But if you like sparse and like sparse, we're telling you what Hidur mitzvah is, right? When it comes to Lulav, Chazal said, Igud is a Hidur mitzvah. I might like the idea, it's a nice thing to have an esrog on its own, lulav on its own. Each one gets his own little drasha. So you have your own moment with lulav, your own moment with the esrog. It's a nicer thing. Chazal say, no. Hidur mitzvah is mu'ugodim, together. When it comes to bris milah, so there are, it's hard for us to describe exactly the various adhesions of the orla to the bris. But there are parts of the orla that have to be removed. If they're not removed, then it is not a bris, and the child is an orel. And the moel has to remove that orla. And there are parts of the orla that are not ma'akvin. What does it mean, not ma'akvin? It means the Rebbe Shmuel said, that's not orla. That's not, that if those are not removed, the child is not an orel. You can eat the Korban Pesach. Those are the tzitzin she'einon ma'akvin. But that's a Hidur mitzvah, by definition. If you're supposed to remove it, but it's not ma'akev, that means it's a Hidur mitzvah to remove it. So the Gemara says that keitzad mo'elin, yesh tzitzin ma'akvin, the Rambam writes in Halacha Gimel Perek Beis, v'yesh tzitzin she'einon ma'akvin esamila. Right? Did I put up a Shulchan Aruch on Bris Milah? No. Keitzad. So what's the explanation of having tzitzin she'ein l'makvin? Im nishar me ora ora la ora choyfe roi v'gova shal ha-Torah ha-reza oral kemoy shoye v'zeo or hu tzitz ma'ake im loy nishar mimenu ela ma'ad she'eino choyfe roi v'gova shal ha-Torah zeo tzitz she'eino ma'ake. If there is some orla left which covers the which is that long, that it covers most of the Torah in the place where it's at, that's ma'akev, and that is a bris that is not a bris, and has to be recut. On the other hand, if there is some skin left over, which, as it sits, it does not cover roiv of the Torah, then that's a tzitz she'einoy me'akev. Right? The Ramah then writes, on Shabbos, the Moyel, what's the din? Bris Mila Doiche Shabbos. So L'chayra, you would say, Bris Mila Doiche Shabbos is only a Deiraisa. The Bris, cutting away the Bris, then he's a Deiraisa. Right? It's either Isur Machatech, or it's an Isur of Netel Neshama, causing Dam, Chabalah. The Teres of B'yem HaShmini. Yem Hashmini means Afilu B'Shabbos, the more Darshans. So never Bris is Deiche Shabbos. Right? That's why if a child is not Mechuyim to have a Bris on Shabbos, so then it's Chil Shabbos, and you can't do it. And for example, if the child, if it's not B'yem HaShmini, if the Bris was pushed off, only Yem HaShmini is Deiche Shabbos. Stam Bris, if it's not Yem HaShmini, it's not Deiche Shabbos. If a child was born B'nei Shmoshes, so it's a Sofek, whether Yem HaShmini is Shabbos or Sunday, so then, or it's a Sofek, whether it's Friday or Shabbos, so you can't do a Friday because it's Sofek Yem HaShmini. Can't do Shabbos, also Sofek Yem HaShmini. You have to do Sunday. That's why there are more Sunday Brisim. Anytime a Bris is postponed, so you can't do it on Shabbos. And there are more than, there are some who won't do it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday either if it's a postponed Bris. So the Ramah writes, Tzitz HaMa'akev, of course comes off on Shabbos, that's the din, Yom HaShmini. What about Tzitz She'ein HaMa'akev? So the Gemara writes, Kol Zaman, as long as you are removing the Orla, you can remove more Orla and take off all the Tzitz She'ein HaMa'akev. But if the Moyel removed all the Tzitz HaMa'akev, and then he looks at the Bris and he says, but I didn't remove the Tzitz She'ein HaMa'akev. He can't do it on Shabbos. He has to wait till Sunday to fix it up. Tzitz in a while, Kol Zaman, that he's cutting. So, halacha is, it's all part of the same Bris. So once the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Deicha Bris, he was Deicha the mitzvah in the way that it's supposed to be done. Whether you cut, it's certainly Mikir Adin, it's all one chituch. But it would be a din of Riba Rishur. So there is a part of the din of Yom HaShmini, Deicha Shabbos, is that it's Deicha that sits in She'ein HaMa'akmin, the Hidr Mitzvah, but only while doing the Mitzvah. Right? Good. When the Rambam records this din, look how the Rambam says it. Yes, Titan Makman is a Mila, the Yes, Titan Makman is a Mila, Ketzan, Ibnishim, or Allah, he describes it. Then he says in Allah Dalid, Hamo, calls a man, Shoisik, Ben Mila, Choyzer, Bain Allah, Titan, Shemakman, Bain Al Titan Makman. As long as he's doing the Bris, he can take off the Makman and Makman. Pire, she stopped doing the Bris. Allah Titan Makman Choyzer. He has to remove the parts of the Orla, that if they're not removed, the child's an Orla. Al Tzitzin She'inan Ma'akvin, Inan Choyzer. But on the Tzitzin She'inan Ma'akvin, he doesn't go back. One word is missing in this halacha.
Shabbos.
Right? The Rambam understood this to be a din, not a Shabbos din. The Rambam understood this to be a din in Bris. Kol Zaman, as long as you're doing the mitzvah Bris, so then you do the mitzvah. The moment you're no longer doing the mitzvah Bris, then I don't know if it'd be called Chabolah, be called the big mitzvah of the child. What would the Ramah say? What would the Chachmei Ashkenaz say if it was a Sunday? Do you take out the tzitzin Shein HaMa'akvin? Pashas, yeah. This is a brisa. The Chachmei Ashkenaz said this brisa is a Shabbos din, right? Brisa tochoyis. If it's not Shabbos, then you go back. On Shabbos, you don't go back to take the tzitzit Shein HaMa'akvin. But on Choyl, Hidur Mitzvah, make the sure the bris looks muhuderes. Rambam understood this is not a din in Shabbos. It may apply to Shabbos, but it's a din that applies to every single bris. So the Bris Kirov says, how are you magdir the chiluk between the Brahma and the Rambam is a Sunday. And the Moyel finished his bris. Right? Amongst the Moyel that we use don't do this. But there are communities where the Moyel does a very quick bris in front of the tzibur, because he wants to be known as being a fast Moyel. It's good for marketing. And then, afterward, when no one's looking, he takes the baby and starts recutting and doing a lot of the fixing up. The model that we have, that we use, don't do that. They worry about the baby. It takes a little bit longer. They do the bris that was supposed to be done. Sometimes they have to fix a little bit afterward, but they don't do this two steps back. Other communities sometimes do these things. So it's a Sunday bris. So the model sees that there are tzitz and she'einan me'akven. The child's a mole. It's a midin de raisa. Everything has been accomplished. He keeps it a korban pesach. Right? Elamai, it's not a bris muhuderis. It's not the way Chazal described the bris should be. It's Sunday. So Rambam says that, of course, they do a bris muhuderis. If it's Shabbos, I couldn't do it because the heder is not Teich HaShabbos. Heder calls a man that I'm not doing the bris anymore. I've stopped doing the bris. So I can't be Machalu Shabbos only for heder. I can Machalu Shabbos for the mitzvah and then do the heder b'shato, but I can't be Machalu Shabbos just for the heder alone. Good. According to Rambam, Rambam says, Einochayz, you don't go back. Sunday, he did a bris. You did mitzvah. You don't do chabali. You don't mitzvah the child. You don't do mitzvah the child. You don't go back 7. So the Bris Kirov says, what's the nekudas hamachloikas between the Rambam and the Ramah? Will he go back for hidur mitzvah now? Which side, putting aside the tzar of the baby, which side is easier to explain, the Ramah or the Rambam? Which is the more defensible and the more intuitive?
The Ramah.
Go ahead, explain.
Logical. If the person is supposed to look a certain way, it's a matter of your way that happens. You can have it when you're 30 if you can fix it up.
So. Yeah. So how do you explain the Rambam then?
Bishkrov explains that it needs to be hidden mitzvah only in the context of the
Kiyomitzvah
itself.
So if the Bishkrov explained that the Rambam must hold that. That heder mitzvah, there is heder mitzvah can only be performed b'shas ha-mitzvah. And after the mitzvah is done, there's no such thing as heder mitzvah. Hezra dover. That according to Rambam, heder mitzvah is a heder in the ma'isa mitzvah. And according to the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Ramah, there can be a heder b'maisa mitzvah for sure. But there's also a heder mitzvah in the guf ha-mitzvah. Right. Hezra dover. Rashi says at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim that a person should not eat Erev Pesach. Shouldn't eat, Gemara says. A person should not eat matzah Erev Pesach. Right? So Rashi says, the Rashbam says, why not? In order to eat the mitzvah matzah at night with an excitement, shenemar zekeli v'anveyu esnov afanem in mitzvahs. Means that the ma'isa mitzvah, when you eat the mitzvah, when you eat the matzah, it should be done with an excitement. That's either mitzvah. B'sha'as ma'asah. Apparently, there could also be a heder mitzvah shaloi b'sha'as ma'asah mitzvah. Would be an example of that. Maybe Talis Noah. It's also Shas Maisa Mitzvah. Maybe Sefer Torah Noah. Sefer Torah should look beautiful. Even though I'm not learning from it right now. Didn't do a ksiva right now. But apparently the Rambam understands that both of those Hiduri Mitzvah are so that b'shas mitzvah I will do the mitzvah v'hidura. Apparently, according to Rambam, there is no such thing of the guf ha-mitzvah being v'hidur. Igod arba minim is a hidur mitzvah because b'shas netila they're mu'ugodim. Sefer Torah knows because b'shas kriyas mu'huderes. The Rambam writes all of hidur mitzvah. The moshul ma'adavar d'amit, just like zerizin makdim le-mitzvah, means I do the mitzvah with more excitement. B'roiv am hadras melech means that the mitzvah is done b'sha'ato with a lot of people. Right? To make kiddush and then to have by myself and to have 10 people come afterward, that kiddush is not b'roiv am. Kiddush is done already. So the Rambam understands that every hidur mitzvah, Brisker Rav explains, is that the Maisa mitzvah is done biduram. So therefore, if the Maisa mitzvah is completed, there cannot be a Hidur mitzvah. So the Rambam says there is absolutely nothing gained by going back and do the Tzitzin Makvin. If you're Purish, right? If you're not Purish, it's still part of the mitzvah to do it. But there's nothing gained, so there's no reason to go back. It's Mamash HaChabola. But apparently, the Rambam must know that was a Din in Shabbos. But every other day, there is such a thing as a hider mitzvah in the presentation of the mitzvah. L'anias daiti, I would distinguish between a hider mitzvah and a coveted mitzvah. According to Rambam, hider mitzvah is that I do the ma'aseh mitzvah in a way with greater chavivus. I do it with excitement, I do it publicly, b'reivam, when that's appropriate. I do the mitzvah, the hidura, when Chazal tell me mu'ugadim is a nice mitzvah. I do them, that my moment of avodas Hashem is done with greater chavivas. According to Rashi, it's the covenant mitzvah. I do the mitzvah, the hidura, means I want the bris to look like a mu'udaritik bris. So I'm still giving kovid. I can give kovid after the ma'aseh mitzvah, to a mitzvah. I can give kovid before a mitzvah. I can give kovid to Shabbos before Shabbos by preparing for Shabbos. I can give kovid to Shabbos having a lot of malachim. Kovid need not be done b'shas ma'isa. Kovid is often done before and after. So the kovid, so the Chachmai Ashkenaz view hidur as a form of being mechaber the mitzvah. So coming back, so the Brisker Rav says that you see from Bris Mila, that is the classic presentation of this machlekes rishonim, and then the Brisker Rav says that our good friend from the Hidur Mitzvah Sugya, Rabbi Hananel, spells this nekuda out in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kol zman she oisek b'mila choyzer. Right? What is the exact lashon? It's not over here. It's in my Rabbi Nachman.
Was
that?
I think it was on test, right?
No, not this. Not this lesson. The Rabbi Chana said that what he also says in Kuf Lamed Gimel. Is it Kuf Lamed Gimel? Yeah. He has a lashon there, could be hidurei mitzvah. Korban Talmud, Mitzvah Talmud. Here it is. Mehosham inan. Shav perish min ha-mitzvah ein lay oid lachzer olav ulahadra. Mamash, the word of the Briskara. Right? He says that the next Omud, the Gemara, there compares the din of Chozrin to the din of the Tmidius of the Lechem Haponim. Not been right now. So that's what so this word is solid. When Hananel spells it out. Right? Ein od lachzor alel lahadva. So now the Briskara Rav says that's the machloikis between the Rambam and the Chachma Yashkenaz. Why is that? Because the Rambam said that the Chachma Yashkenaz approach is inconceivable, inconsistent with Hidur Mitzvah. As long as the head of the household is lighting the Nair, he can be Mahadir Mitzvah and light more Nairis. But once the, he says, what the Chachma Yashkenaz is suggesting is, does is not Hidur Mitzvah. It doesn't fit in with Halacha's Hidur Mitzvah. Because once the head of the household finishes lighting, he's done. He's on the mitzvah. Ner Ishu Beisai. He lights his menorah. Now somebody else comes in. What's that? The mitzvah is done. The mezuzah is up. So now I'm going to put up my own mezuzah. Mechit Eisa. I'm not mechuyv to mezuzahs. It couldn't be either mitzvah because I'm done with my mitzvah. So Rambam says it's muchrach that when you read the Brisa, that the Brisa is saying that the same person has to light every candle. Neri shubesoi, hamahadrin, cannot be another person because that wouldn't be their mitzvah. But the Chachma Yashkenaz, who said that there can be a heder mitzvah, even the acher maisa mitzvah. So why not have the head of the household light the menorah, and now we'll do heder mitzvah. That's the Briskara Rav's mahalach. The machlokes between Ashkenaz and Sfarad goes back to the very understanding of heder mitzvah. So that's why when you build up this mahalach, first you start by pointing out the Rabbeinu Hananel in Ibn Hananel in Shabbos, who says that Ner Chanukah is the din of Hidur, like all other Hidur Mitzvah. Because if Ibn Hananel, you would say, what's the Briskara Rav comparing Ner Chanukah to any other Hidur Mitzvah? That's different. Every other Mitzvah is at Shlish. Ner Chanukah is more than Shlish. So why should the Briskara Rav's Mahalach hold sway altogether? For Keret. Could be that they're arguing about whether Ner Chanukah Hidurah is like any other Hidur or not. So therefore, once you see the Rabbeinu Hananel in Bava Kama, and then the Rabbeinu Hananel in Shabbos, so Rabbeinu Hananel's shita is borer. The Rabbeinu Hananel holds it is a Hidurah Kachol Hidurah Shebetayra. And he says, Chol Hidur Mitzvah Shebetayra is only Vishas Ma'is Vishas Mitzvah. Memele has to be that only one person is lighting the menorah. And that he can extend his Ma'is Mitzvah and his Hidur Mitzvah just like the Moil can extend his Ma'is Mitzvah Hidur Mitzvah. And once we've explained the Suyin Bava Kama, that it's that you can understand Ner Chanukah somehow to be connected to the Messiah of Maro, whatever, but it is Kechol HaTorah Kula. So then there's no reason why the Chachma Yashkenaz should accept the limited interpretation of the Rambam. So why not have other people light their menorah? Why not say that Ner Lekol Echad Yechad doesn't mean that the Baal of Bais is lighting, but it's the Kol Echad V'Yechad. Every individual lights their own. Go either way. And Mehechet Teisa, that I should have the Baal of Bais light an entire menorah for me. But it's entirely consistent. That's the brisk Rosh Mahal. All right? Go ahead, Zev.
Why would switching people while lighting the menorahs be considered a reason to say that that's going to be like a hefsek or something, that now that would be b'shas myself the mitzvah and continuing to hit it? That you were saying that for the menorahs, you'd have one person light all the menorahs because or else it would interrupt the hit of mitzvah. It would separate the hitter from all the menorahs. Is that true? Like, by mila, if the moel did the mila and someone else came quickly during that exact time and
he would probably not, because he was Parish B'yadeh. Yeah, Parish B'yadeh. Probably would, then there would not be Edom Mitzvah. Okay. Probably the Rambam would say not to do it.
So Shas Mitzvah isn't even a time thing. It's really just...
it's making one... I would think it's one Meisah. No, it's not a timing. Is it one Meisah or not one Meisah? All right? Now, so this Brisker Rav now has not, this Havana, because even before the Brisker Rav, the issue erupted already in the time of Rav Yehuda. But it becomes much more charged when you see the Brisker Rav. And that is, so let's say you have a family of 6, 7, 8 people lighting the menorah. So why does everyone make a bracha? Since when you make a bracha and he did it? The father lights. Alright? The father lights. So we're all kind of mitzvah ready. We're done. Ah, does it eat a mitzvah? No, good. So mecha tasted that you light say a broch and eat a mitzvah. When you imagine lemosho, if the person made a broch and a lulav and picked up all the formidim separately, and then they were ma'agid them, would he make another broch? Wouldn't make another broch. Alright? You have an S-ring, and the guy next to you has a gorgeous S-ring. You have an S-ring, what are you supposed to have, based on your income. If it's a nice S-ring, it makes it. It made the cut, right? The guy next to you has this fantastic S-ring, not a single black spot. It's large, there's bumps. So you say, can I be my kind of mitzvah with your S-ring? He didn't mitzvah, but you make another bracha. So the question is, according to the, now that we understand the Ramah, that, and this is not, it is not miyusad only on the Brisker Rav. L'chaira, this question is about the Brisker Rav. But it makes it much sharper, because the Rambam, we understand, we never have such a shaila. One bracha, and one man does all the hidurim. But according to the Ramah, they're all doing separate. It's really a kash in the Shita Satosis and the kash in the Ramah. It's just once you discreet, until you get to the Brisker Rav, so then it's a Chazal set of Mahadran. So maybe Chazal changed the mitzvah to Mitzvah Gufa, made new brachas. Could be. But once you lock it up, you see the Rebbe Chanano says that this is a Din Hidur Mitzvah, Techola Terakula. If it would be a separate Hidur Mitzvah, different than other mitzvahs, so then, all right, we'd have what to talk about. But this made the shaila so much more severe. So the question is first found in a different form of Kiva Eger. Mi shehidlik ner Chanukah b'leil shmini v'shachar levarach alad lokosim ar koidim shidlik kulan nizgar adayin. This shaila comes up in several halacha lemais in several iterations. It comes. We know. We have no suffix that every one of us makes a bracha on our neiros. We don't understand it exactly why we're making a bracha on Hidur Mitzvah. All right? I would say, if I had to have mincha right now, so I would say a simple mahalach, and that is that there's another Brisker Rav. The other Brisker Rav in Hilchos Chanukah is a discussion whether you make a bracha on minhagim or not. So the Chachmei Ashkenaz hold you do make bracha on minhagim. Rosh Chodesh, Halal Rosh Chodesh. Chas Halal is a minog. Rambam says you don't make a bracha on Rosh and Halal Rosh Chodesh. Right? Sfaradim, don't make a bracha. Right? Ashkenazim make a bracha because we make brachas on minhagim. That's the first Brisker Rav in Hilchos Chanukah. What's the basis? When do we make a bracha on a minig or not? Even according to Rami, sometimes do. So that is, so look, what I would suggest, l'aniyas daiti, is once the Hebrew mitzvah became a minuk posh, like the Rambam writes, he writes it differently, but he writes minuk posh of Holy Israel. So then we make the Ashkenaz and the Sfarim make the bracha, only they taka, only have one menorah per home. But the Ashkenazim will have more than one menorah per home, so we can make a bracha on a minute. Right, that's if I had less than 4 minutes till minute. But since we have 4 minutes, let's look at the question comes up in several iterations. Iteration number one is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the man who forgot to make the bracha and he's holding by the last candle. It's very dramatic. The last candle of the last night of Chanukah. And right before he lights the last candle, so all of a sudden his pikpukim, or his wife reminds him that you never said a bracha. What's left? He had a mitzvah. Mitzvah's done already. Or it comes up in another iteration, where a person lights tonight, he lights 3 neiros. And then everybody comes in from the mesiva and says, but tonight's the 4th night. So he wants to light the 4th candle. Does he make a bracha or not? Does he make a bracha on hider mitzvah? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, nearly, says this should depend on a machlegis between the Elyar Rabbah and the Pri Chodesh. I'll tell you another iteration that comes up, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger mentions. Can you use your first candle to light your second candle? First candle is a knacker, it's the mitzvah. Second candle is a heder mitzvah. Comes up in another situation. It comes up that's with the same as a kibbeg. So, how do we explain this? How do we explain the shitas who hold? Number one, how do we explain our minig to make a bracha on either mitzvah when I was in the mitzvah? I'm the last guy to light. Should we auction off every night who gets to light the first menorah in the house? Right? 5 guys in a family. Should we kill each other to be the first one? Do the Iker Mitzvah, not the Iker Mitzvah. Right? But the question comes up in these situations. Do we make a bracha, hayyois, that every single night we're making brachas and Iker Mitzvah? Kasha number one. So now, do we make a bracha on these other situations where you forgot to make the bracha when you're in the Mitzvah already? Where you did the you lit, and now you want to light Kiddura. So how far do we take this idea of making brachas? Are you allowed to go miner l'ner? All right, so that's what these other mamakamis worked out based on this. All based on once we understand that Ner Chanukah is a hider kechol hider shibatar. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see you tonight, B'rit Hashem. What time? 8:30. Okay.
Everything's arrived.